futuro en casa no pintó color, vistiendo cual corazones fríos. Arropados ya los mismos críos, desde grandes ciudades hasta vecindarios populares. Pero, ¿quién supiera lo que esas corrientes nos llevarían sin haberse aventurado a un mundo no prometido? Y al saber cómo es que va esta travesía, ¿quién decide deambular queriendo estar perdido? Humano ser, perder el hilo de un futuro en nuestras manos, envejecer, viendo el tiempo perder, condena para los seres humanos. Vidas que parecen estar perdidas, bailan con los placeres mundanos, y sus almas van vagando incomprendidas, atrevidas, creen tener placer mientras van absorbidas por pantanos. Muchas gracias, gente, por estar aquí este día. Realmente yo admiro mucho la presencia de las mujeres que se manifiestan y que exigen lo que ellas merecen, ¿verdad? Muchas gracias.
Que se oiga más fuerte para Brian. Y ahorita les quiero presentar a Ariana Gil y ella les va a traducir un poquito de lo que dijo la compañera de MUA.
I just wanted to translate really briefly what Emma had said a second ago. Her name is Emma Delgado. She's a member leader of Mujeres Unidas y Activas and is here representing also the California Coalition for Domestic Workers, which is organizations from this Bay Area all the way south of California, including Mujeres Unidas y Activas, including POWER, including La Colectiva de Mujeres de la Raza Centro Legal, the Filipino Community Center, and a whole bunch more organizations. And she just was letting folks know that the work that domestic workers do in this community is so important, in this society is so important. And it's, you know, when their work is being done well, it's silenced. It's invisible. And the work of domestic workers is generally invisible. It's not till, you know, they didn't wash a dish right or make a bed right that they're looked at and heard, and it's just to you know, say something bad usually. But we're working on a domestic workers bill of rights for here California, following the lead of the New York domestic workers who passed their bill last year. Our bill of rights has 10 points as it stands right now, and we're looking to get it passed this year. Thank you so much.
Thank you once again. And brothers and sisters, it's important to know that the people here are part of a movement nationwide and around the world. You are uniting together, as we know, International Workers' Day. That means workers all across the world today are celebrating. And it's important for workers here in the U.S. to unite with their brothers and sisters around the world. Even today in California, we have marches in Santa Rosa, San Jose, Sacramento, Los Angeles. We have marches in Chicago, in New York, all these places where workers are showing that they are together and they will win the fight. Our next speaker is part of the union, a very important union, a very important group here in San Francisco. They affect each and every one of you, because each and every one of you have children in public schools. Each and every one of you depend on public schools. And he's the organizer, the union leader for the organization of teachers, the union of teachers, the United Educators of San Francisco. So please welcome Dennis Kelly. He's going to be leading, ending up our program today. Thank you.
Good afternoon. You know, we've been out here for immigration rights and for the rights of people for years. We've been out here on days when it was raining on us. We've been out here in fog. But finally, the message must be getting through, because look at what we have today. Finally, we have everything. We have beautiful skies and everything coming down with us. Yes, and it's no longer just about immigration. It's about people. When you heard the previous speaker talk about the Bill of Rights for domestic workers, we all have to support the Bill of Rights for domestic workers. They are workers, too. You cannot simply ignore them. When the brother spoke to you two or three speakers ago and talked about the taxes and where do the taxes go, worry more about where are the people who don't pay the taxes. We did a little research, because we're teachers and that's the way we go about these things. If you were going to follow not Mission but Market Street all the way down to the end, you'd come down to a big old building at the end, about 5 or 6 stories high, takes the whole block. Used to be called the Southern Pacific Building, now called One Market Plaza. The assessor goes out and he figures out what that building is worth, and that's what it's taxed on. That building, according to the assessor, is worth $1.3 billion. Do you think they're willing to pay taxes on $1.3 billion? No. They put in appeals. Corporations hire corporations in order to beat the taxes so that they don't put in revenue, so there is not money for the services for people. They are willing to pay less than half of their assessed value. That means something like $16 million to the city. It means almost $1 million to the schools. That's where the problem is. It's not that people are taxing, being taxed. Everybody pays taxes. That's what we pay to have roads. That's what we pay to get to live together. It's the people who refuse to pay taxes. When those very rich don't pay taxes, they go into your pocket and my pocket to make it up. Now we're trying to do something about it. As these cuts hit schools, and they are hitting schools in drastic ways, we are fighting back. When Carl talked to you about the March on Sacramento, we will be in Sacramento as teachers, paraprofessionals, education workers. We will be there from the 9th of May through the 13th of May. We will be in the halls of the legislature. We will be involved in activities all through Sacramento for that entire time. We have people committed to staying in Sacramento for that entire week. That's what we need to build to. We need to build and continue to build to dramatic action. On the 13th, on Friday, we'll be back in San Francisco. There'll be a rally in Civic Center Plaza. We need to see all of you. We need to see all of you together so that we can convince the people who have the money, they got to share that money. They do it in the form of taxes. It's their obligation. It's what we as people must call for. Thank you very much for being out here. Thank you very much.
And now we have an amazing performance by Yaya Suarez and her ensemble of musicians. And esta mujer es una mujer sumamente increíble y talentosa, colombiana, y viene aquí a compartir un par de canciones con nosotros para empezar a alinearnos y marchar.
¿Cómo se sienten? Ay, ¿por qué estamos aquí? ¿Cómo se sienten? Bien, exactamente. Like Brian said, for those of you that don't speak Spanish, feel the music and the words.
Ay, cada día que pasa, extraño, extraño mi casa, que aunque la violencia guarda, se alcanza y no rechaza. Sé que mi madre me espera cada noche por mi reza. Sé que mi madre me espera cada noche por mi reza. Ay, 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 ay. Deja de llorar, ay, 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 padrecito, de abrazarla ya. Esta construcción de raza y de clase ya ha podido ser la base de tanta división. Si es que quieres que pida perdón, ay, por venir a esta tierra, yo te pido por favor, devuelvas mi nación entera, ay, devuelvas mi nación entera, ay, devuelvas mi nación entera.
Okay. Brian Robledo.
Yo, para los sordos del conflicto interno allá en Colombia, los gritos del desarraigo son puro silencio. No existe forma verbal de convencer justicia, no existe la rabia. Las palabras van al viento para el oído necio. 5 millones de ofrecer sustento los tragó la bestia de la industria. Y ahora rebosan en entrañas sin aliento del megaproyecto del biocombustible de la infamia. 4 millones en anonimato despojados. Opresión puso el conflicto, vinieron armados. Obligados, van saliendo colombianos, van a las ciudades. Desplazados, van etiquetados y devoran sus identidades. Desplazados, van etiquetados y devoran sus identidades. Ivana Suárez.
Señor presidente, le pido un favor. Señor presidente, le pido un favor. Señor presidente, yo le pido por favor que saque de mi suelo el armamento. Ha pasado más de 5 años de favor, muertes aumentan a cada momento. Mire a sus hijos putativos, jóvenes en fosas comunes. Ya se han vuelto todos, todos falsos positivos y los culpables siguen impunes.
Miles
de despojados,
4 millones.
De desplazados,
billones
de indocumentados
y todos estos
desconcertados,
miles
de despojados,
4 millones
de desplazados,
billones
de indocumentados
y todos estos
desconcertados.
Querido hermano y hermana, quitémonos nuestras banderas, que nos piden paz armada y líderes que claman guerra. No me llamo colombiana, pues no cargo orgullosamente la bandera de sangre que ha derramado mi pueblo por tu avaricia. Porque no grito de pasión con tus pases de desarrollo y tus goles transnacionales que devoran mercados locales y dejan indigentes a nuestras familias. Porque no fui damnificada por reformas que han dejado 2 millones desempleados ambulando tu suelo fértil privatizado. No, no soy americana, pues no soy de exportación. Aunque me encuentre exportada, no me llamen colombiano si su nombre coloniza. Poder de doble fachada, penetrando con tres letras, nada, mentiras y guerra. No me llamo americana, más bien yo soy de la tierra, donde el negro, negra, indígena, campesinos marginados cultivan y dan sus vidas por todo lo destrozado. Soy de la tierra la cual llamas casa, nación. Abres tu puerta al extranjero, das bienvenida a sus armas. Utilizas a tus líderes como ratas de laboratorio para enseñarlos a matar tal cual ellos hacen con su gente. Soy de la tierra donde bases militares son de gran conveniencia y fácil oportunidad para seguir violando a nuestras niñas y a nuestras mujeres, mientras los registros de esos casos y las personas que se levantan a reclamar sus derechos desaparecen. Soy de la tierra de la biodiversidad, riqueza, gente honesta, berraca, muy cariñosa, de la tierra que destierra nuestra bella nación pacífica, patrimonio cultural. Históricamente abusados, sus dueños son desplazados, periféricas, inhumanas, condiciones desalmadas. Querido hermano y hermana, me quito mi bandera, pues no creo en paz armada ni en líderes que piden guerra. Dear brother and sister, I take off all my flags, because I don't believe in armed war and in leaders that ask and that claim war. Soy de la tierra, soy aliada, somos aliados, no inmigrantes. Somos aliados. Que hasta allá nos llegue el llanto y el de millones de aliados. No me llamo colombiana, pues quiero contarle al mundo la belleza, la riqueza, la vivienda y la tardanza de allá arriba. Y seguir viva.
Bueno, this one you all have to sing with me though, okay? So as soon as you hear the word caminante, you gotta say caminante. Whether you speak Spanish, Chinese, Portuguese, whatever you speak. If you don't speak, then do your body too, you know? And I wish I knew sign language, but... So when you, as soon as you hear me say caminante, what do you say?
Caminante!
Caminante! You should have asked them to perform. All right. So this is the last song and we're going to start a caminar, ¿verdad? Caminante means walk, a walker of life. Esto es para todos los trabajadores. Para todas las trabajadoras, todos los humanos.
Jornalero, jornalera, hey, visito lo que no aprendí, jefe, que me aguante a mi jefe, y echa y vaya a estudiar, ay, caray. JKL no va y burro se quede. MNO donde me diga que no. Nosotros.
Palmas.
Nosotros trabajamos trabajos que no trabajan. Caminante, que con papel o sin papeles soy humano gobernante. Etiquetas no van conmigo, las que usas son aberrantes. Caminante, todo tu pueblo sobrevive con tus leyes agobiantes. Caminante, todo tu pueblo sobrevive con tus leyes aborrantes. Caminante, con los disfrutos que te metes parece un comediante, caminante, 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 caminante. No canto sola, cantamos trillones de inmigrantes, caminante. Ay, repícame el tambor, quiero derechos abundantes, caminante.
¡Se puede o no se puede! Primero de mayo, el día del trabajo y día del inmigrante. Todos a marchar. Vamos a la marcha. Es el día que se ha decidido para nosotros reclamar nuestros derechos como seres humanos.
Thank you.